Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be finding out about a special performance, a one-time-only public performance of Shakespeare's Women at the Astor Street Opry Company. It's the first time the Clatsop Community College Upward Bound program has been working with the Astor Street Opry Company, and it involves 9 high school students who are in the Upward Bound program at Clatsop Community College. This performance takes place on Tuesday, July 31st, and we're going to hear all about it, including even a scene from the play. Today in the studio, I have with me Chris Lynn Taylor. Chris Lynn is best known as the actress Miss Macy in Shanghai Dinner Astoria, and she is on the Astor Street Opry Company production board. Hi, Chris Lynn.
Hello, Donna.
Glad to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
It's always fun when you're around. and we also have the very talented Meg Patterson, who is the director of this play, Shakespeare's Women. She is the project director for this Shakespeare's Women program, and so she is working with Upward Bound at Clatsop Community College. Hi, Meg.
Hello.
Glad to have you in the studio today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And we have in the studio also Derek Watson. Derek is an Astoria High School student, and he has also been in several productions of the Astor Street Opry Company. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
Glad to have you here. You're not skipping school today because it's summertime. That's a good thing. Well, actually, though, you're still working, aren't you, on this production? We also have Lainey Alexander. Lainey is an Astoria High School student. Hi, Lainey.
Hello.
And before we talk about this wonderful opportunity happening on July 31st at the Astor Street Opry Company, let's find out a little bit about our guests. Chris Lynn Taylor, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a local. My family's been from here since the turn of the last century. And I've taught in Astoria since 1983. I've done Shanghai since 1991. And I'm just a local girl.
And you love production and you love theater.
I do. I love the Astor Street Opry Company.
Well, thank you, because you, without you, I don't know what we do.
Oh,
we
yeah, you these. Find somebody.
Well, that's what's wonderful is that you all have people coming and going, but you also have these characters who've been with the productions for a very long time.
Oh, yes.
Which is excellent. And Meg Patterson, please tell us about yourself.
Well, this is my second year directing a play for Upward Bound. Last year we did A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I moved here 6 years ago. I like to say that I was living in San Francisco and looking for a parking spot, and I ended up here. So
that would be a great story. Living in San Francisco, looking for a parking spot, and now you're in Astoria, Oregon.
It's almost true.
Okay.
But anyway, prior to moving here, I was the founding artistic director of the Mendocino Shakespeare Festival and the Warehouse Repertory Theater, and casting director at San Jose Repertory Theater, and did a lot of theater here on the West Coast and on the East Coast.
So, and you like being in Astoria. There's a lot of theater here.
I love
here, whether
being
it's
in Astoria.
In theatrical venues or on the street. Astoria is full of theater.
That's right.
And characters. And Derek, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I go to Astoria High School. I'm going to be a senior this year. I've lived in Astoria for as long as I can remember. I didn't really get into theater or acting at all until I got into high school. Before that, I was kind of a shy, timid person. But now I'm loud and outgoing.
Okay.
To say the least.
Theaters change your personality. And you like being
This is my
stage.
I love being on stage. This is my second year with Upward Bound. My first year I got to work with Meg for the first time, and it was a real experience, and I'm glad to get to work with her again. It's fun.
Excellent. Lainey, please tell us about yourself.
I'm an Astoria High School student as well. I'm going to be a senior next year as well, which is so scary. I moved here from the Seattle area 6 years ago. And like Derek, I wasn't really in theater until my freshman year of high school, where we did our own production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was absolutely amazing. And now I'm in every production I can be in. I've been in the Upward Bound program for 3 years, and every year I've done the acting project. My first year it was There's a Hair in My Dirt, which was super fun. Last year I was in Meg's group. We did another version of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was a blast. And this year we're doing Shakespeare's Women, and I'm really excited about it.
What is it about theater that you love, Lainey and Derek?
You go ahead.
I love just the people, the different people that you get to meet, interact with, and work with on a day-to-day basis.
It's a freeing environment. It's a very, it seems like it's a more open, accepting environment, perhaps than, let's say, the rigidity of other disciplines.
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, but you're still learning, and you're learning
from discipline.
Yes, and you're learning from the people who are there doing their jobs.
Yes, yeah. However, you're allowed to be
you.
Yes. All right, that's a great way to put it.
Absolutely.
For me, it's every character I become, I learn something more about myself as a person and the people who are similar to that character. There are, for example, one of the characters I'm playing is Hamlet, and the experiences that he's gone through and all of these powerful emotions that he has helps me understand other people with similar emotions.
All right. And Meg, what is Upward Bound?
Well, Upward Bound is a wonderful program that serves high school students and who are hoping to go, planning to go to college, and provides them the program that we do, that I'm involved in, is a 6-week summer program. And in the mornings, the students have 3 hours to work on a project, and there are several project groups. This is just one of them. And then in the afternoon, they do academics like math and French. You can jump in with what you have.
This year, we have chemistry, we have literature, we have an SAT English prep, we had French, and we had math. So,
how does a student become involved in Upward Bound? Is it a free program? I mean, how did you and Derek become involved with Upward Bound?
It is a free program.
It is.
And the students are recruited, and there are counselors in each school connected with the Upward Bound program who identify the students who would be most likely to be involved in it.
Moria Golub and Steve Tokarski are our counselors. And in order to qualify for Upward Bound, you have to meet an income guideline, and your parents could not have gotten a degree, a college degree. And if you meet both of those requirements or even one of those requirements, I'm a single eligible. You get recruited into the program. And there's it's a very exclusive program. There's only 60 kids out of Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside who are accepted into the program.
And are Upward Bound programs ongoing throughout the year, or is it just these intensive summer programs?
It's throughout the year. We have monthly meetings to get together. The counselors have to meet with you 8 times per semester. I don't really...
It was like 10.
Maybe it's...
And the school year part of the program is called TRIO.
Yes.
So it has 2 parts of it. It's federally funded through the college. And one of the great things about it is that it gives the students extracurricular and academic activities that will help them get into college, because it's so competitive now to get into colleges that the students want. And this gives them all those extra things to pad out their experience, to make them really look good on paper, and to be very enriched by the program in every way. So it's a really good program for sending students to college. That's
and
really its focus,
only,
right?
Are only seniors eligible?
No.
Okay, so any
high school?
I was recruited
as a freshman.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay, so you've been part of the Upward Bound program for almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years, yep.
Well, that's great. So if you're listening and you know someone who is in high school who might benefit from the Upward Bound program, you can call Classic Community College and ask about it. And Chris Lynn, let's hear a little bit about the Asher Street Opry Company. Most people are perhaps familiar with your most famous production, which is Shanghai Nestoria, which happens every summer. What is Asher Street Opry Company for those listeners who may not be familiar with it?
Well, right now we're the only theater company in Astoria. So we started out doing Shanghai, little 3-week production that was actually part of Class of Community College. And then as we grew and the college dropped the dramatics programs, you know, we went off on our own. And we've done Shanghai. This is our 28th season. But we've added 2 other melodramas, Scrooged in Astoria and the true story of Lewis and Clark, or How the Finns Discovered Astoria. That we those are our linchpin shows that we do. And then we have a fall show. We have 2 children's shows. One in the summer we do Junior Shanghai, and 1 winter children's show. We have 1 acts where we ask people to submit works, and it's a contest. And, you know, we have grown to have 7 shows yearly. And then, of course, all the fun stuff like the Shakespeare's women that come in for one night or two nights. We did the tenor guitar gathering. We hosted them one night last month, and that was a lot of fun. And so having our own home really permits us to do that kind of thing.
Yes, you've been in this space. Now, you now own the building where...
We have purchased it, and we have a hefty, yes.
Okay, yes, all right. You are in the process of purchasing. Yes. You're there. That is your home. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you're a 501c3. People
yes,
can make donations
are.
to keep you in that wonderful space. So you are now, you have a solid home base, which you before you did not have.
Right, and that also enables us to then, you know, reach out to groups like the Upward Bound and offer them our space on nights when we're not using the theater. And that would bring other people who may not come see Shanghai and have them come in and see us and say, hey, you know, this might be kind of fun. We also have been looking for ways to include the older student in our programs. We have children's shows, but we're still in the process of looking for ways to include the high school students. And so this is one of those ways. And we're really, really pleased that they're able to come and play with us.
And where is the name of the theater just the ASOC Theater?
It's called the Astor Street Opry Company Playhouse. And we're located at 129 West Bond in Astoria, right behind the Pig and the Motel and the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, it's a very important thing to have a venue for community theater. And Meg, I think you said last year you...
Yeah, it's hugely important. Last year we did a Midsummer Night's Dream, the Upward Bound program did, at the Performing Arts Center at the college. But this year there was so much up in the air when we were in the planning stages of this that we didn't know if that was space was going to be available to us. And also, even last year when we used it, they had already let a lot of the staff, all of the theater staff, go. So there was no one to help with lighting and sound and all the things that you need to know how to do to make a theater production happen. So I contacted Judy at Astor Street mm-hmm. Opera this year and said, can we come play on your stage? And that's how this all started.
And we just are really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's a perfect marriage. Mm-hmm. I mean, to have you two working together. And theater, people really, I think, don't realize the value of, just as you said, you were a shy and timid person, Derek, before, and now you feel like you're outgoing and more confident. There is something very powerful about, you know, acting and young people and being involved in theater that is, that I hope people are beginning to realize, you know, how very powerful and important and empowering it is for young people. And for you, it must be a delight to work with all these young people, Meg, too, all the time.
It's pretty great. They bring something really special to the performances. And their questions just floor me when we're in rehearsal. We do a lot of text work with the Shakespeare because it's like a foreign language when you start. And working through the poetry, the scansion, the meter, and then looking up every single word and finding out what it means. And then there are those aha moments when you can see an actor gets it. And that's what's really exciting.
Is Shakespeare your true love?
Oh, yes.
Why? Can you describe it at all?
You know, when I was in high school, I didn't feel this way. So I really admire these students for taking the leap into Shakespeare. I think I was in love with the Romeo and Juliet movie, the Franco Zeffirelli. That was my first introduction. But I still felt like the language was awful, and why would I want to do a play written by some dead white man? You know, that was really my political stance on it at the time. But then I stage managed several Shakespeare plays, and the language worked on me, the beauty of the language. And as I started directing more and more, I love working on all kinds of plays, but I found that when I was working on a Shakespeare play, it kept unfolding like petals of a flower. I mean, really, you just find more and more the deeper you go, whereas sometimes other plays that you work on don't hold together as well, or you find gaps in the logic, or the characterization is just really awkward.
And
so,
it's very rich, Shakespeare, and
right.
There is something for everyone in Shakespeare. People mm-hmm. don't realize that. They think this is some highbrow, kind of sophisticated, play, and really Shakespeare wrote for the masses.
Right.
And so if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today we're talking about a special one-time public performance of Shakespeare's Women at the Astor Street Opry Company on Tuesday, July 31st. And this is a partnership between Clatsop Community College Upward Bound students and the Astor Street Opry Company. And my guests today are Chris Lynn Taylor. Most people know her as Miss Maisie from Shanghai Nestoria. She's also on the board of the Astor Street Opry Company production committee. And we also have Meg Patterson. She is the director of Shakespeare's Women, and she is involved with Upward Bound from Clatsop Community College. And we have Derek Watson and Lainey Alexander, who are two Astoria High School students, and they're in the production. And I've heard that you have a little scene that you could do for us.
We do.
Well, let's hear it. Line. This is radio theater right here.
This scene is from The Taming of the Shrew, and it's Kate and Petruchio on their first meeting.
Good morrow, Kate, for that's your name, I hear.
So you have heard, but something hard of hearing. I am Catherine that do talk of me.
You lie in faith, for you are called plain Kate, and Bonnie Kate, and sometimes Kate the Cursed. But Kate, the prettiest Kate in Christendom. My super dainty Kate, for dainties are all Kate. Therefore, Kate, take this of me, Kate of my consolation. Hearing thy virtue spoke of, and thy beauty sounded, but not so deeply as to thee belongs, myself am moved to woo thee for my wife.
Moved? Then let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were immovable.
Why, what is immovable?
A joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come, sit on me.
Asses are made to bear, and so are you.
Women are made to bear, and so are you.
No such jade as me, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light.
I am too light for such a swain as you to catch, yet as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be? Should buzz?
Well, ta'en and like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Aye, as a turtle takes a buzzard.
Oh, come, come, you wasp, in faith you are too angry.
If I am waspish, best beware my sting.
My remedy then is to pluck it out.
If the fool could find where it lies.
Who knows not where a wasp does wear his sting in his tail?
His tongue.
Whose tongue?
Yours, if you talk of tails, and so farewell.
What with my tongue and your tail? Nay, come again, good Kate. I am a gentleman.
That I'll try.
Oh, that's just great. That's wonderful. And that's what it says when I'm reading this. It talks about that this is, let's talk about this play. Well done, well done.
Thank you.
And you're having a lot of fun doing it. That this is an hour of laughter, love, and heartache. The Great Women of Shakespeare's Plays. Meg, tell us about this play that people are going to be able to see, this wonderful free community production of Shakespeare's Women on Tuesday.
Well, I think of it as something of a greatest hits for Shakespeare's Women. And it was put together by Libby Apple, who some may know was the previous artistic director of Oregon Shakespeare Festival. But this is back when she was a professor at CalArts. And she put it together for her students so that the women, who usually in Shakespeare's plays have smaller roles, would have the whole evening. Even though our production, we're doing about one hour's worth of the material. So it's scenes from about 12 different Shakespeare plays. There are 22 characters played by the 9 actors. And it goes through a lot of different scenes, but it's really not necessary to know anything about Shakespeare or to know what the plays are in order to attend, because the play has its own logic. There are two narrators, and they're discussing what is the nature of woman in Shakespeare. And they're each presenting scenes that support their point of view. Sort of a dueling that's happening between the narrators.
Like a kitten is soft, oh no, a kitten is claws and teeth.
Right.
Kind of what is a woman, interesting.
Right. So someone, you know, will present Ophelia on the one side, and then they'll present a character like Kate that Lainey just did in Taming the Shrew to prove two different points. And that's the argument of the play.
How do people feel about how Shakespeare portrayed women? Did what do you think about that, Meg?
It's a matter of great debate. you know, I find that once you get into the words and the language and the situations, they are just as rich, if not richer, than the men. And they usually are wiser, sometimes wittier. And he usually gives them the last word. And certainly the scenes that were chosen for our production will show that.
So We're going to hear Ophelia, Gertrude, Juliet, Beatrice, Viola, Isabella, Helena, Kate, Lady Macbeth, Desdemona.
Yes.
All of those.
Mm-hmm. And all of the men who are in the scenes with them.
And wait, so we need men in the scenes with the women. That's right.
We have
right.
two men who play all the men.
I can't.
Oh, and Lady plays several men. And actually, you know, there's a lot of gender bending. There was originally in Shakespeare, of course, because all the women were played by men. But we're doing it one better by having some of our women also play men who are then in disguise playing women.
Yes.
You have to wait to see it.
All right. And Lainey, you said that you get to play a man or a couple of men in this production?
I play, I act as Othello, as Hamlet, and I know there's one other one. Hamlet, Othello.
And do you like that? Do
yes.
You like?
Oh my goodness. When Kate, or when Meg said, I would really like you to be Hamlet, I just about died. I was so excited.
Why? What's different about then playing a man in one of Shakespeare's plays?
To be a man in Shakespeare, to have all of the beautiful monologues, to have those the really rich words is an incredible experience. Sometimes the women they get a lot of really beautiful lines, but they aren't, sometimes they're cut short a little bit. I feel that they're often cut short. So to be Hamlet specifically and have all of that rich, just the words, to be able to work with that was a dream come true to me.
Derek, do you get to play a woman, or are you a man the entire time?
I am a man the entire time. On the other hand,
Adam is not.
Yeah, Adam, our other male in the cast, does maybe have a scene that he might dabble a little bit as we make fun of women.
Mistaken identities. That's operas, Shakespeare. Meg, what do you love the most about this particular play, and what would you like to encourage? I mean, I assume that families of all ages could come to this. It's admission is free. It's a first come, first seated, basis. And the doors open at 7. This is a 7:30 show. Donations are welcome and will benefit the Astor Street Opera Company Building Fund. But who are you trying to have come to see this? Obviously, I think all of the parents and relatives of the students would want to come. It sounds like, though, this is just a great thing for anyone in the community to have an exposure to Shakespeare's wit and brilliance.
Right. I think there are people who will come because they already love Shakespeare and they want to see it. But hopefully, there are also people that will come because of the performers themselves and who haven't ever seen any Shakespeare. And this will make them want to read further and go see more plays. Because I think this will be very accessible. And it's also short. It's an hour, which means that you can bring younger kids than you might to a whole three-hour-long Macbeth or something.
Now, Chrislyn, is there going to be popcorn and beer and all of that available?
Well, yes. It wouldn't be a performance at our place without the bar being available, which is Miss Vivian's Saloon.
Yes.
With featuring Fort George beer.
Right, exactly. So it's fun. It's a fun, when people think of Shakespeare, I think sometimes people are intimidated by that.
Well, this is a sampler, so I think it's easier to get into.
Absolutely. We just have a few moments left. Anything else that you all would like people to know, the listening audience to know? Lainey, how about, obviously you'd recommend the Upward Bound program.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's been a dream to be in this program for the past nearly 4 years. From the counselors, Moria and Steve, I love them both, to the friends that I've made through this program. I have made a lot of friends throughout Warrenton and Seaside, and it's a dream come true. I love it.
So it's really expanded your world, opened it up, and now you are looking at attending college next
year. Oh, yes, absolutely. I am applying for scholarships to go to Portland State University as we speak, to double major in chemistry and theater.
Oh, congratulations. So, chemistry and theater. Now, those two interesting things,
it's
how
great.
Do they go together?
Fair
okay.
Mom, so I've been told.
Yeah, and Derek, what about you?
Well, in terms of after high school, I'll probably go to college. I'm hoping to get into a conservatory to study music, but if not, I'll probably go to like PSU or a state school and study music.
Mm-hmm. And you've really benefited from the Upward Bound program as well.
Oh, yeah. The only friends that I really have that aren't in Astoria are because of Upward Bound. And because of those friends, I've been able to make even more friends, so...
And also, you really feel like theater has really changed your, well, I don't know, personality or the way you are, the way you are in the world.
It's really let me open up and be myself because of that setting that it just creates of you know, being open.
Right. There is so much peer pressure on young people today to conform. And I think you people involved in theater, I don't know if they get a pass, but somehow they go, oh, yeah, they're in the theater. So they're allowed to be different or themselves, as you say. So congratulations. Good for you for doing that. From Shy and Timid. And Meg, anything that you would like the listening audience to know about?
Well, picking up on something Derek said, it's really great that there are three high schools involved in this program, and we have students from Seaside and Warrenton High Schools also involved in the production. And that pulls the community together in a way that I haven't seen many other programs do. So we really appreciate that. And Upward Bound makes it possible by running the buses and having lunch and breakfast and making it possible for these groups to come together. And the only other thing I wanted to add is I'm really delighted to work with Astor Street Opera Company's staff, because it wasn't expected or required, but what's happened is we've met a wonderful costume designer, Terry McDonald, who is helping with our costumes, and there are people that run the lights and the house managers and people. There's a staff there of people who are ready and willing to help, and that's been a real blessing.
Professional theater is alive and well here in Astoria, Oregon. Chris Lynn.
Yay. Yes, well, I just want to invite everybody to please come and see this wonderful opportunity. You don't get to see Shakespeare here up on the North Coast very often, and so I would take full advantage of it. The doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. First come, first serve on the seating.
And I want to say how valuable it is for the Astor Street Opera Company to be extending itself. You now have this beautiful venue. You have the stage. You have the theater to offer to community groups. And it's really important that you are collaborating with people in the community and that you all have these opportunities. So we need to definitely support you, and I will be there. It sounds like a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. What a great thing, a romp through Shakespeare's Women.
Yay.
Well, thank you all so much for being here. If you want more information, I'm assuming that they can call the Astor Street Opry Company. Is that right?
Right, they can call our box office. The number is 503-325-6104. Leave your name and phone number, and I just happen to be the person who picks up those numbers and returns ticket calls, so I'll be happy to give them a call.
And how many seats do you have in your venue?
136. Plus an additional 15, I think.
Okay, so. Well, that's going to be packed. So I suggest you get there early on Tuesday for Shakespeare's Women. And thank you all so much for being here and being involved with this marvelous production.
You, thank you.
Lainey
thank you.
And Derek and Meg and Chris Lynn, thank you a million. Really appreciate it. And I want to thank our engineer today has been Kathleen Morgane and also local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things. That will expand them. Focus on feeling good. With gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.